إن الله لا يستحيي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين الفاسقين الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون.
Translation: Verily, Allah is not ashamed to set forth a parable, even of a mosquito, or so much more when it is bigger, or less when it is smaller than it. And as for those who believe, they know that it is the truth from their Lord. But as for those who disbelieve, they say, What did Allah intend by this parable? By it he misleads many, and many he guides thereby, and he misleads thereby only the fasiqeen, the rebellious, disobedient to Allah, those who break Allah's covenant after ratifying it, and sever what Allah has ordered to be joined, and do mischief on earth, it is they who are the losers. In his tafsir, As-Suddi reported that Ibn Abbas, Ibn Mas'ud and some companions said, When Allah gave these two examples of the hypocrites, meaning Allah's statements, their likeness is as the likeness of one who kindled a fire, and or like a rainstorm from the sky. The hypocrite said, Allah's far more exalted than for him to make such examples. So Allah revealed this ayat, that is chapter 2, verses 26 and 27, up to, Who are the losers? Sa'id said that Qatada said, Allah does not shy away from the truth when he mentions a matter as a parable, whether this matter is significant or not. When Allah mentioned the flies and the spider in his book, the people of misguidance said, Why did Allah mention these things? So Allah revealed, Verily, Allah is not ashamed to set forth a parable, even of a mosquito, or so much more when it is bigger or less when it is smaller than it. The next topic is a parable about the life of this world. Abu Ja'far al-Radi reported that Arabi ibn Anas commented on this ayah, that is chapter 2, verse 26. This is an example that Allah has given for the life in this world. The mosquito lives as long as it needs food, but when it gets fat, it dies. This is also the example of people whom Allah mentioned in the Quran. When they acquire and collect the delights of the life of this world, Allah then takes them away. Afterwards, he recited, So when they forgot, that is the warning, with which they had been reminded, we opened for them the gates of every pleasant thing. Chapter 6, verse 44, Al-Quran. In this ayah of chapter 2, verse 26, Allah stated that He does not shy away or hesitate in making an example or parable of anything, whether the example involves a significant or an insignificant matter. Allah's statement, or so much more when it is bigger than it. فَمَا فَوْقَهَا means something bigger than the mosquito, which is one of the most insignificant and tiniest of creatures. Muslim narrated that Aisha said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, No Muslim is harmed by a thorn, فَمَا فَوْقَهَا, or something larger, but a good deed will be written for him, and an evil deed will be erased from his record. So Allah has informed us that there is no matter that is too small that is exempt from being used as an example, even if it was as insignificant as a mosquito or a spider. Allah said, O mankind, A similitude has been coined, so listen to it carefully. Verily, those on whom you call besides Allah cannot create even a fly, even though they combine together for the purpose. And if the fly snatches away a thing from them, they will have no power to release it from the fly. So weak are both the seeker and the sought. Chapter 22, verse 73, Al-Quran. Translation, the likeness of those who take false deities as awliya, that is protectors and helpers, other than Allah, is the likeness of a spider who builds for itself a house. But verily, the frailest, that is weakest of houses, is the spider's house, if they but knew. Chapter 29, verse 41, Al-Quran. And Allah also said, see you not how Allah sets forth a parable? A goodly word as a goodly tree, whose root is firmly fixed, and its branches reach to the sky that is very high, giving its fruit at all times, by the leave of its Lord. And Allah sets forth parables for mankind, in order that they may remember. And the parable of an evil word is that of an evil tree uprooted from the surface of earth, having no stability. Allah will keep firm those who believe with the word that stands firm in life of this world. That is, they will keep on worshipping Allah alone and none else. And in the hereafter, and Allah will cause the zalimeen, that is polytheists and wrongdoers, to go astray, those, and Allah does what He wills. Chapter 14, verses 24-27, Al-Quran. Allah also said, Allah puts forward the example of two men, a believer and a disbeliever, a servant under the possession of another. He has no power of any sort. Chapter 16, verse 75, Al-Quran. He then said, and Allah puts forward another example of two men, one of them dumb, who has no power over anything, and he is a burden on his master. Whichever way he directs him, he brings no good. Is such a man equal to one who commands justice? Chapter 16, verse 76, Al-Quran. Allah also said, he sets forth for you a parable from your own selves. Do you have partners among those whom your right hand possesses, that is, your servants, to share as equals in the wealth we have bestowed on you? Chapter 30, verse 28. Mujahid commented on Allah's statement, verily, Allah is not ashamed to set forth a parable, even of a mosquito, or so much more when it is bigger than it. The believers believe in these parables, whether they involve large matters or small, because they know that they are the truth from their Lord, and Allah guides the believers by these parables. In his tafsir, As-Suddi reported that Ibn Abbas, Ibn Mas'ud, and other people among the companions said, by it he misleads many, meaning the hypocrites. Allah guides the believers with these parables, and the straying of the hypocrites increases when they reject the parables that Allah mentioned for them, which they know are true. This is how Allah misleads them, and He guides thereby, meaning with the parables, many, from among the people of faith and conviction. Allah adds guidance to their guidance and faith to their faith, because they firmly believe in what they know to be true, that is, the parables that Allah has mentioned. This is guidance that Allah grants them. And He misleads thereby only the fasiqeen, the rebellious, disobedient to Allah, meaning the hypocrites. The Arabs say that the date has fasaqat when it comes out of its skin, and they call the mouse a fawaisiqa, because it leaves its den to cause mischief. The two sahihs recorded Aisha saying that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, five animals are fawasiq, and they must be killed during ihram and otherwise. The crow, the kite, the scorpion, the mouse, and the rabid dog. Fasiq includes the disbeliever and the disobedient. However, the fisq of the disbeliever is worse, and this is the type of fasiq that the ayah is describing here, because Allah described them as those who break Allah's covenant after ratifying it, and sever what Allah has ordered to be joined, and do mischief on earth, it is they who are the losers. These are the characteristics of the disbelievers, and they contradict the qualities of the believers. Similarly, Allah said in Surah Ar-Ra'd, "Shall he then who knows that what has been revealed unto you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from your Lord is the truth, be like him who is blind? But it is only the men of understanding that pay heed, those who fulfill the covenant of Allah and break not the mithaq, that is the bond, treaty, a covenant, and those who join that which Allah has commanded to be joined, that is, they are good to their relatives, and do not sever the bond of kinship, and fear their Lord, and dread the terrible reckoning." Chapter 13, verses 19 to 21, Al-Quran. Until, and those who break the covenant of Allah after its ratification, and sever that which Allah has commanded to be joined, that is, they sever the bond of kinship, and are not good to their relatives, and work mischief in the land, on them is the curse, that is, they will be far away from Allah's mercy, and for them is the unhappy evil home, that is hell. Chapter 13, verse 25, Al-Quran. The covenant that these deviant people broke is Allah's covenant with His creation, that is, to obey Him and avoid the sins that He prohibited. This covenant was reiterated in Allah's books and by the words of His messengers. Ignoring this covenant constitutes breaking it. It was said that the ayah, that is chapter 2, verse 27, is about the disbelievers and the hypocrites among the people of the book. In this case, the covenant that they broke is the pledge that Allah took from them in the Torah to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he sent as a prophet, and to believe in him and in what he was sent with. Breaking Allah's covenant in this case occurred when the people of the book rejected the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after they knew the truth about him, and they hid this truth from people, even though they swore to Allah that they would do otherwise. Allah informed us that they threw the covenant behind their backs and sold it for a miserable price. It was also reported that the ayah, that is chapter 2 verse 27, refers to all disbelievers, idol worshippers and hypocrites. Allah took their pledge to believe in His oneness, showing them the signs that testify to His lordship. He also took a covenant from them to obey His commands and refrained from His prohibitions, knowing that His messengers would bring proofs and miracles that none among the creation could ever produce. These miracles testified to the truth of Allah's messengers. The covenant was broken when the disbelievers denied what was proven to them to be authentic and rejected Allah's prophets and books, although they knew that they were the truth. This tafsir was reported from Muqatil bin Hayyan, and it is very good. It is also the view that Az-Zamakhshari held. Allah's statement next, "and sever what Allah has ordered to be joined," is in reference to keeping the relations with the relatives. As Qatada asserted, this ayah is similar to Allah's statement, "Would you then, if you were given the authority, do mischief in the land and sever your ties of kinship?" Chapter 47, verse 22, Al-Quran. Ibn Jarir at-Tabari preferred this opinion. However, it has been said that the meaning of the ayah of chapter 2, verse 27, here is more general. Hence, everything that Allah has commanded to nurture and the people severed is included in its meaning. The next topic is the meaning of loss. Muqatil bin Hayyan commented on Allah's statement, "It is they who are the losers in the hereafter." Similarly, Allah said, "On them is the curse, that is, they will be far away from Allah's mercy, and for them is the unhappy evil home, that is hell." Chapter 13, verse 25, Al-Quran. Also, Ad-Dahak said that Ibn Abbas said, "Every characteristic that Allah describes those other than the people of Islam, such as being losers, then it refers to disbelief. However, when they are attributed to the people of Islam, then these terms refer to sin. Ibn Jarir commented on Allah's statement, "It is they who are the losers." Losers is plural for loser. This word refers to whoever decreased his own share of Allah's mercy by disobeying him, just as the merchant loses in his trade by sustaining capital loss. Such is the case with the hypocrite and the disbeliever who lose their share of the mercy that Allah has in store for his servants on the day of resurrection. And that is when the disbeliever and the hypocrite most desperately need Allah's mercy.